All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, as promised. Now, I kind of got a little confused because the book 1 and 2 are not the Power Rangers that we were looking for. I actually started reading about 10 pages of that, and I was like, okay, these aren't the right Rangers. So, I did a U-turn, found what I'm supposed to be reading, and now we're back to where we need to be, and things are going to make sense. Alright, so, this is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Year 1 Deluxe Edition. Let's get it going, guys. Okay. Written by Kyle Higgins, illustrated by Hendry Presetia. Thony Silas, Chapter 5, Jonathan Lamb, Chapter 10, colored by Matt Herms, Chapter 5, Brian Valenza, Chapter 10, Joanna Lafuente, and lettered by Ed Dukeshire, and cover art by Goni Montez. Okay, let's get started. Now, we're going to do this forward. Let your passion be the reason for your existence. From the age of 4, I was passionate about martial arts, but one day my mother suggested I become an actor, and the thought stirred my soul, so I took her advice. My first acting role was for an untitled project that would come to be known to us all as Power Rangers. I remember walking into the callback auditions and being surrounded by girls. My first thought was, is the Green Ranger a girl or a boy? I laughed at the thought. Although I was confused which part I was actually auditioning for, I remember helping one of the girls with her karate moves. That same girl ended up being cast as Trini, the Yellow Ranger. Like everything I do, I put my passion into acting and into the role I was given, Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger. Every day on set, I'd arrive early and go from department to department learning the ins and outs of filmmaking. I put my heart, soul, and karate into the role of Tommy. I was only hired for 10 episodes, but I made sure that for those 10 episodes, I would give Tommy my all. Tommy Oliver was a lot like me, the loner kid who spent most of his time training. But Tommy and I developed together. We learned the importance of friendship as Tommy turned from loner to a key part of the Power Ranger team. Tommy was passionate about his friends, martial arts, and becoming an outstanding member of his community. This is something that I would carry with me long after my time in Power Rangers was complete. You cannot fathom my shock and happiness when thousands of letters and phone calls from parents came in asking for the return of my character to Power Rangers. The Green Ranger, Tommy, had left such an impact on thousands of children, I was one of them, that they were sad about his departure, even refusing to eat or to go to school. For the first time in my life, I understood that I was a hero to so many. Through my role as Tommy, I was able to motivate children to be altruistic and develop moral reasoning. I love being able to travel the country and the world with my co-stars and act as role models. 25 years later, the Power Rangers remain role models and well-loved by all. With the outstanding love and support from fans around the world, which grows greater and greater as time passes, nothing makes me more proud than to have been Tommy Oliver and continue to show everyone my passion for life in the arts. Luckily, I can relive and experience the story of Tommy in Boom Studios' Power Ranger comic books. The story of my most beloved character and the rest of the Power Rangers has come to life on paper. Boom has put together such an amazing story, one that goes into depth on the characters so many have grown to love and admire. A story that lets the reader experience the characters beyond what you saw on screen. I love that I'm able to pick up a comic book that portrays Tommy Oliver and the Power Rangers. This new story, brought to life in comic books, is a fundamental part of the legacy of Power Rangers and brings a modernized, multifaceted aspect to the series. Fans of the original show, both new and old, are now able to see a different side of their role models. Boom Studios' new story for Tommy Oliver highlights the struggle of good versus evil, which is Tommy's biggest challenge and essential for readers to experience and learn from. After 25 years, I try to continue to be a role model, whether it's fighting in the MMA cage, martial arts, or in my new acting roles. I am blessed to be a hero on screen, but portraying Tommy Oliver motivates me to be a hero in real life as well. I'm blessed to have been able to take my passion and bring it to life and to have so many people experience it along with me. People with great passion can make the impossible happen, just as the Power Rangers have been doing for all these years. Just like Tommy said, it's not just the costume and powers that give you strength. It's who and what you are inside that really empowers you. It's Morphin Time. Jason David Frank, Tommy Oliver, the original Green Ranger, April 27. Rest in peace, mate. Prologue. My Green Ranger, my prince, you've accomplished something wonderful today. Something truly wonderful. I live to serve my Empress, if it pleases you. Oh, it does, Tommy. It very much does. With the Power Rangers gone, the world is ready for remaking. It's ready for my new beginning, and you, my dear, will help me shape it. Tommy? Huh? Tommy? Huh? You okay, man? Yeah, I'm good. Oh, Tommy, if only you were. You haven't said anything in like 20 minutes, and now the Red Ranger's getting suspicious. Uh-oh. Sorry, I guess I just kind of spaced a bit. I'm not much of a morning person, or a person at all, really. You know, if you're not feeling great, I can drop you back home and... No, it's fine, for sure. It's probably just some first day nerves. What do you mean? You've been going to Angel Grove High for weeks. Right. But not like this. Hey, it's gonna be an adjustment, definitely, but you'll get the hang of it, man. Yeah. No doubt. Jason, Tommy! Hey, Trini, good weekend? Yeah, that's the problem. Did you know our AP history test today? That's supposed to be next Monday. I posted review notes to the server on Friday and sent a push notification. Didn't you guys see it? Billy, you send push notifications for everything. I also printed review notes. Okay, this is officially turning into a thing. Seriously, that's been our parking spot for like a year, Kim. You gotta start burying the pedal. Yeah. Just as soon as you start paying speeding tickets, Zach. Hey, what are you guys looking at? Billy's review notes. AP test is today. What? I thought that was next Monday. It's quite the little click they have, isn't it? That's going to be hard to crack, assuming they even want you to crack it. Right, Tommy? I said, lucky for us, we've got Beedor? He doesn't even believe in Tess. Oh, right, yeah. Lucky for us. Are you okay, dude? You're looking a little, green. Like, for real. Oh, yeah, I'm all good. Tommy, I'll catch up with you guys later. Cool? Clack, clack. Clack, clack. Is he ready? Yes, my queen. Your Bulzer is ready to charge. Unorthodox weapons for an unorthodox war. Spies, counterintelligence, disinformation. None of these were new to the battlefield, of course, but the Cold War in general was an era of distrust and shifting allegiances. So how could you ever know who someone really was? You know, you are allowed to smile once in a while. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everyone remain calm. We have an incident in progress, and for your safety, we all need to stand up and head for the gymnasium right now. Okay, I'm pretty sure he was definitely not on the syllabus. Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Everybody, get ready. It's Morphin time. Mastodon, Pterodactyl, Triceratops, Sabertooth Tiger, Tyrannosaurus, Dragon Zord, Power Rangers. Hey, no better way than jumping in the deep end. Ready? Totally. We need Megazord power now. Boom! Maybe this is a stupid question, but do we have any idea what this thing is? Its armor plating is huge, definitely designed to disperse blunt impact. Some sort of modified bull, maybe? We gotta take it further out, away from the bridge. Double down? Totally. Alright, Tommy, we'll... Wait, what are you doing? It's okay, I got that... Clank! Attacking him head on? Well, now that's a terrible idea. Clank! Jason, the armor! We gotta find a way between the plates! On it! Tommy, I've got him pinned! Take a tail shot! Your controls! You can't move! Tommy, take it! Come on, Tommy, it's crunch time and they're counting on you. What are you waiting for? Tommy, you gotta take it! Maybe it's time to admit it, child, without me. We're losing him. Come on, Tommy, take it. You're just not good enough. No! Shunk! Coom! Ugh! It's not responding. Woom! Help! Somebody! Ah! Kim! Way ahead of you! Shoom! Come on, come on, come on! Slam! Yeah! Now that's how you floor it, girl. I don't know what happened. The Dragonzord controls just froze. I mean, I don't know if it's a wiring glitch or what. But maybe Alpha can run some tests or something. I can't be out there with a faulty Zord. Or if you can't follow directions. What's that supposed to mean? You didn't listen, man. There was a plan. I have no idea what double down even means. You put the bridge at risk and all those people. Hey, you're the one that... Rangers, please. Jason, as team leader, it's your responsibility to make sure everyone has a clear understanding of operating tactics and procedures. Tommy, as the newest member of the team, it's your responsibility to ask questions when you're unclear. Do you both understand? Yeah. Yeah. Now should be a time of great trepidation, Rangers. While Tommy's deflection struck a significant blow to Rita's forces, it by no means would be their end. And her history with the Green Power Coin remains vast. It's through that lens that we must view today's events and prepare for what is no doubt already in the works. Rita's revenge. There you are. Did you have any trouble? No, my queen. The crystal was overlooked, as you said it would be. It was no trouble to recover it from the wreckage. Very good, Scorpina. Very, very good. My queen, if I may, what is this crystal? Our new beginning.
Chapter 1.
Welcome, welcome to Ranger Station, your home for all things Power Rangers. You forgot to say where we're... Cut! Coming to you from Angel Grove, California, welcome to Ranger Station, your home for all things Power Rangers. I'm your host, Bulk, and as always, I'm joined by my partner, Skull. What's up, Rangettes and Rangettes? For those of you turning in for the first... tuning in for the first time... Shame on you. Now, Skull, every episode is someone's first, and a gateway to becoming a subscriber. So quick recap, this show's dates all the way back to the first incident when the world first heard the name Rita Repulsa and learned of her quest to conquer the world. But while that day might be remembered most for ushering in an age of crisis, terror, and really ugly monsters, we here at Ranger Station chose to look at things in a slightly different light. You see, on that day... the world also got heroes, the Power Rangers. Who are they? How do they get their powers? And just where do they hide their big giant robots? No one knows for sure, but we have theories. And by becoming a premium subscriber to Ranger Station, you'll be able to hear us talk about those theories every week on the Ranger Station podcast. Cut, we plug at the end, idiot, the end. Okay, so try as she might, Rita's monsters and minions have been no match for the Rangers, which is why she created a Ranger of her own. Now, we've all seen the footage, we've heard the stories. By all accounts, the Green Ranger and his Dragonzord looked to be unstoppable. Finally, the world was going to fall into Rita's hands. But then something happened. Somehow, some way, the Power Rangers beat him. Or at least we assume that's what happened because, well, we're all still alive. Which brings us to now. As you're probably noticing, today's episode is coming to you early. That's because 2 days ago, we entered a new era. Gah! That's right, your eyes do not deceive you. The Dragonzord and the Megazord, all 6 Rangers working together. Once mortal enemies, now dare I say it? Say it! Say it! Teammates? But how will the masses respond? 1 minute the green guy's trying to destroy cities and the Rangers, the next he's working with them. Somebody needs to tell us what the heck happened. I liked it better the old... Well, God, he's not that old. I liked it better the old way. Green's just, like, one too many bright colors, you know? Well, teamwork, by definition, can be made up of a variety of different... What Billy means is, of course we're happy to see them working together. I'm telling you, the Dragonzord destroyed the bridge. Watch the video again. It doesn't fall until after the fight. Anybody who says different is delusional. I mean, I appreciate what the Power Rangers try to do and everything, but I saw the bridge video. Why do they think they can trust this guy? Sorry, I don't really understand the question. Man on the street bits, getting the lowdown on what everybody thinks about the new Green Quo. Come on, Oliver, don't you watch Ranger Station? I don't, actually. Cut it. Wait. I've got an idea. So you're the new guy, right? You just moved to the Ranger capital of America. Okay. So, give us a few lines about what the Power Rangers mean to you. You know, the sappy stuff. People do love the sappy stuff. Come on, guys, give him some space. How's he gonna talk with all this pressure? Who's pressuring, Kim? We're just giving Tommy the opportunity to be seen by 400,000 fans worldwide. What do you say? Help some fellow Angel Grove hires out? Let me think about it. If I come up with something good, I'll let you know. Ah, passing on a golden opportunity. Your loss. Come on, Skull. We've got a French teacher to talk to. Ooh la la. They're actually pretty harmless. Just, you know, better in small doses. Ha, I get that. Ah, we're barely halfway through the week, and I can't wait for it to end. I know, right? You have plans later? I'm supposed to head over to the, the place. Get some training in. Hey, me too. Maybe we can run some stuff together. That'd be awesome. And if you're not too tired, I don't know, maybe coffee or something after? I thought you were more of a juice girl. Ah, Tommy, how little you know. Coffee's cool, for sure. Let's do it. Bring! Assuming, of course, we get through the day first. Dude! Dude, you're getting louder! Mr. Taylor! Ah, what? Excuse me, I didn't realize my teaching was infringing on your morning nap. Oh, Mr. Earls, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that to happen, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. That's okay, Zach, since mornings continue to disagree with you, maybe shifting your schedule to a more appropriate time will help. I have no doubt you'll be plenty awake by detention. But Mr. Earls, you have an objection, Mr. Scott. Well, sir, I just don't know if that's fair. Oh, fair, you're right, Jason. In the spirit of fairness, you can join Zach. Both of you? Yeah, just like that, like double technical fast. Well, we know how much you guys like double downs. Har har. Of course, I was working on getting out of it, but then Jason had to chime in. Oh yeah, you were definitely gonna get out of that. Guess we'll never know. So what's with this whole not sleeping thing, huh? You got better things to do? No, it's nothing. I was just, up reading. Meanwhile, while you guys serve your time, et tu, Trini? Billy and I are going to work on the Dragonzord diagnostics. You think you can figure out why it locked up on Tommy? I certainly hope so, of course. None of us really know what it's like inside. Where to sit? That is what lunch is really about, isn't it? That table seems nice. Oh shoot, except for that pesky video again. You know the one where you wreck a bridge and almost kill all those people? Tommy, hey! You're not gonna break me. You know that, right? I'm stronger than you, Rita. I'm a Power Ranger now. Hey man, I didn't know you had lunch this period. Oh nah, it's the next one. But I got out of homeroom for a meeting with my advisor. Figured I'd come over here early. Cool if I join you guys? Totally. Grab a bring. Oh, sorry, man. That's our cue. See you later, though. Excuse me. See you later, though. Yeah, for sure. The Rangers are a team. And you know, Rita's got a team, too. Yeah, hers is pretty big. So no, if the Green Rangers switch sides, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. But how do the Rangers know they can trust him? I mean, I guess they're taking a chance in some ways, but everyone deserves a second chance. And if the Rangers believe in this guy, then hey, that's good enough for me. Is it ready, my queen? No, the connections are weak, frail at best. But embedding the crystal into the Bulzer monster did help. The green chaos energy created by the Dragon Sword destroying Bulzer, and what's better, the bridge created quite the initial charge. But in order to bring the crystal to full strength, we'll need more. So are you gonna keep playing coy? Or are you actually gonna tell me what's going on? What? You've been dodgy all day, man. Oh, it's just some stuff at home. It's all good, though. Well, if you do decide you want to talk, I know. Thanks, man. So, were you being serious with that stuff you just said to Bulk and Skull? What do you mean? Well, I like Tommy and all, but, you know, it doesn't bother you that Zordon never actually asked anyone how they felt about him coming on board? I mean, I guess a little. But Zordon believed in all of us. So if he believes in Tommy, then who are we to doubt it? How we doing, Tommy? Hi-ya! Good! Hi-ya! Bram! Bram! Could definitely stand for some covering fire, though. Oh, you mean Bram! Like this? Bram! Bram! Cocoon! Cocoon! Way better. A nice job to you both. I'm good. It's all good. However, you're running out of time. Tommy, your group has sustained injuries. They won't survive out in the open much longer. You must navigate a path through the wreckage quickly and get them to safety. All right, guys, game plan time. We're going to cut up Madison towards Washington and head east through the circle. Give my friend plenty of space to do her thing. If you say so. Come on, we've got this. Everybody stay close and we'll be... okay. Only one thing to do now. The only thing you know how to do. The only thing you're good at. But it won't be enough. It's never enough. You did this to these people, Tommy. When it really counted, you failed them. It was your first time. No! And of course there's, oh no, and then that. Come on, you can't be that hard on yourself, Tommy. I led them straight into a putty ambush. Okay, right, but this is exactly what the pocket dimension's for. So Zordon can build situations and we can practice. Besides, it was an impossible mission. What does that mean? Had you chosen the other path, it would have led straight in front of the monster. Today's training sequence was designed for failure, to gauge how you deal with certain defeat. For many, your actions as a ranger will be the difference between life and death, which is why, no matter how insurmountable the odds, you drive to protect those around you. Your drive to protect those around you must never waver. Today, you were successful in that, Tommy. I'd like to run it again. Tommy! Yeah, let's run it again. I'll do it solo. I know we were talking about coffee. Hey, I get it. No big deal. Thanks. No big deal at all. What the Power Rangers mean to me? That's a really good question. Don't waste too much time on it, Green Ranger. You only have a few moments left. Chapter 2. Well, the IO sensors stream all their environmental readings through a sort of central processor which takes that data and balances it against the user interface signals. And those computations are what determine balance and movement. So the Zords are like giant Segways. I guess they kind of are, aren't they? So if I'm following you right, that means we need to look at the data stream coming off the IO sensors, which I just finished setting up monitoring for here, as well as the commands from the cockpit and the computations between the two. Exactly. Great. So what were you so worried about then? Well, I mean, I knew how our Zords worked, but I didn't know what it would be like in here. For all I knew, the Dragon Zord could have been made up of, I don't know, dark talismans and rusty chains. And powered by evil unicorn blood? Exactly. That's a joke, Billy. Oh, right. I knew that. Just because Rita gave Tommy his powers doesn't mean everything's dark and grisly. He's got a lot more in common with us than her. Yeah, I guess. What? Nothing. It's okay. No, it's not nothing. What is it? It's stupid. Oh my god. What, Billy? He's got a lot in common with you guys. What does that mean? He's tall, good looking. Newsflash, you're no slouch either. He's another fighter. Oh, Billy, there's a lot more to being a Power Ranger than being a great fighter. You know that.
Yeah.
All this right now? Tommy couldn't do it. He wouldn't know the first place to start. None of us would.
Well, you might.
It's only because I learned from you. We all do. You're the most amazing person I've ever met, Billy. You come up with answers to questions that most people don't even ask. Excuse me, that most people don't even think to ask. The Power Rangers are better because of you.
Thanks, Trini.
Of course. Now come on, let's keep going. The sooner we get a handle on the sensors, the sooner we can get back to dry land.
You can make this all stop, Tommy.
You can make it so much easier. All you have to do is give back what's not yours. Give me the power coin and live. Refuse, and I'll take it off your remains.
Wow, Rita must be awfully desperate to send the second string.
Let me guess, Goldar quit? Tommy, I know you're tired, but you need to eat something. Let me know what I can make you, okay?
I'm okay, Mom, thanks.
Well, if you don't want to cooperate, maybe your mother can persuade you. Shall we ask?
Let go of me! Ugh! You're not going anywhere near her.
Perfect. An isolated location.
Crunch!
And no way to call for help.
Ugh! This is your last chance to give over. It's morphin' time! Gah! Dragon Sword!
You want my power coin, Scorpina? All right, come get it.
Woom! Clink! Eh! Crack!
You want a battle with me, Green Ranger? Be careful what you wish for. One of us is a proven warrior. The other is a child.
Where did she go?
And eventually, all children fail.
Quoom! Ah!
But go ahead. Stand tall, Green Ranger. Let's see how long you can last.
That's about it for tonight.
All right, I'll see you guys this weekend. But remember, try to take a few minutes every day to practice each stance, okay? Practice makes perfect, right? You guys have heard that one. You guys have heard that one before?
Yes, Sensei Scott.
Sensei Scott. It's so cute. I'll never get tired of hearing that.
Yeah, just wait till I hit puberty.
Ha ha. What's up with you? You okay?
Oh yeah, totally. I just needed to get out of the house. Mom and Dad fighting about visitation and stuff.
Ugh. And Tommy had more training to run, so nada on coffee.
So are you and Tommy,
Yeah, right. Between gymnastics school and the other stuff, I've got enough on my plate. Besides, we're, you know, a team. That's probably not a good idea to mess with. I don't think he even likes me, really.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I'm glad the class is going well. I don't know how you stay so relaxed with that many kids.
Oh, I love it. They're all so excited. It makes it easy. And with all our stuff, it's nice to have something I can do for myself, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But hey, I'm wrapped up and could definitely use some caffeine if you're still interested.
Done and done.
A fine class today, Jason. The children respond so well. You certainly have a knack for instruction.
Thank you, Sensei. I was just telling Kim how much I love working with them, too.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you about your friend Tommy. He's not from California, is he?
I think he's from the East Coast, or at least that's where he moved from.
I see a bit of Wadu Ryu in the way he spars. I was thinking it could be interesting to introduce some of it in your advanced class.
You want Tommy to teach with me?
It's just a thought right now, but I wanted to plant the seed.
Well, I'll have to think about
it. Sorry, Sensei. I just realized we're running late for...
Of course. We'll talk more later.
Zordon, what's going on? Is everything okay?
It's Tommy. He needs your help.
He behaves as I knew he would, refusing to go quietly. A force of nature, shunk, content to wage a one-man war. It's why I chose him in the first place.
Thunk.
However, what the Green Ranger doesn't know is that for every blow he strikes, he aids our cause. He makes the crystal that much stronger.
The green chaos energy will seal Tommy's fate, and more importantly, the fate of all the Rangers.
If she gets the power coin, won't that mess your plan up, Lord Rita?
Not at all, Babu.
If Scorpina actually retrieves the power coin, then we'll have already won.
Enough! You will relinquish the power coin. The queen shall have what belongs to her. Splat. Splat. She'll never let you use it, Scorpina. We'll see about... Bram! Bram, bram, bram!
Can no one on the moon take a hint? He's done with you people. A worthless child too naive to recognize the queen's greatness?
Hang on, Tommy. Cause you can have him. Or at least, clink, what's left of him.
Okay, you just gotta trust me here.
Shunk.
And hold still.
Kush.
Hey, what'd I miss? Whoa.
It doesn't matter. Soon you all worship Earth's true ruler.
The Armageddon is coming, Rangers. Nothing you can do will stop it.
Better?
I can't let her get away.
Tommy!
Well, it was certainly a valiant effort. Really, Tommy. Try not to beat yourself up too much about this one.
I'm not.
Good, good. You shouldn't. Obviously, the others probably wouldn't have had to come save the red one, but, well, you're no Jason. It was 13-1. What was I supposed to do? She destroyed my communicator.
Tommy, I know. Come on, I'm your biggest supporter. You don't have to convince me.
You're right, I don't.
Exactly, but for your own sake.
I'd worry what they think.
I mean, he just bolted. I tried to follow him, but the putties...
It's okay. You handled it right.
So we've got no idea what happened or how Scorpina got Tommy all the way out here in the first place?
She didn't. I teleported us out here.
You brought Scorpina with you?
You brought Scorpina with you?
Hey, she showed up in my house. I had to do something.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm sorry, man. I wish we could have gotten here sooner.
See? Only you need their help.
Look, she blindsided me, okay? I'm sure you guys would have handled it all better, but I did everything I could.
Whoa, dude, you don't have to get so defensive.
Relax, man, come on. I know you did everything you could. I was just saying.
I know what you were saying.
The whole thing is just weird.
Rita's got a vendetta against Tommy, sure.
But how does going after him in his house and not turning it into a big thing make any sense for her?
Because going all full-scale assault doesn't get her the power coin back.
But sending one person in, undetected, to threaten him and his family is just...
It's Rita's way of showing how far she'll go if Tommy doesn't play ball.
She can get to him anywhere. We're too strong for her together.
What do you think, Zordon?
I believe Zack's assessment is correct.
So long as Tommy is in possession of the Dragon Power Coin, Rita will not rest. And her methods will only become more drastic.
The right move is to turn the coin over.
I don't care what she tries. I won't let her get the power coin or the Dragon Zord.
Speaking of the Dragon Zord, did you guys figure out what was going on with it?
Billy thinks so.
It's okay. Go ahead. Tell them.
It's more than fighting, remember?
Well, the Dragon Zord sensors are processors to be more accurate. They all seem fully functional, near as I can tell.
It just stopped listening to Tommy.
So it really was an operator error then.
Why would it do that?
The Zords are connected to all of you. They must feel as comfortable with you as you do with them.
Like horses. Horses that destroy buildings and bridges because their jockeys shouldn't be riding in the first.
You know what? I'm getting awfully tired of this. All the annoying nagging.
To Tommy, I'm sorry if all the...
Although what, Tommy?
Tell them.
The...
Tommy!
Alright, guys. That's where we're gonna end it for now. We have Chapter 3 coming up next week. Stay tuned, Power Ranger fans. And if you like this, make sure to support Boom Studios. Plenty of comics coming out from those guys. And if you like this channel, support it with Patreon/Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. It would help. I'm out, guys.